At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A public candlelight vigil scheduled tonight to honor Dallas police officer Rogelio Santander. Santander died yesterday of injuries from a shooting at a Home Depot in Northeast Dallas Tuesday. The 3-year veteran is the 9th North Texas officer killed in the line of duty in about 2 years. The vigil begins at 7:30 at the Northeast Patrol Station. The Cathedral Shrine of the Virgin of Guadalupe in downtown Dallas will also honor Santander at its Wednesday Mass. The Mass will include prayers for Officer Crystal Almeida and store employee Scott Painter, who also were shot. Both are in critical condition, but recovering. This year's NFL draft kicks off tonight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Arlington is the 3rd city to host the draft since 2014. The event previously had been held in New York City for a decade. Former Dallas Cowboys receiver Michael Irvin yesterday told reporters moving the draft to a different city each year benefits kids who dream of joining the NFL.
So now all of those kids, as you bounce around, may get a chance to peek at the process before they become part of the process, if they become part of the process.
More than 300,000 fans are expected for the 3-day draft. First round picks will be announced tonight. Rounds 2 and 3 are tomorrow, and we'll learn the 4th through 7th round picks Saturday. Kevin Aucoin applied lipstick to Cindy Crawford's lips, blush to Janet Jackson's cheeks, and mascara to Barbara Streisand's eyelashes. The go-to makeup artist of the 1990s is the subject of a new documentary playing at the USA Film Festival. Our big screen team talked about his life and work with the Dallas supermodel who sat in Aucoin's chair on many occasions.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And our guest is Dallas supermodel Chandra North, who's part of Larger Than Life, the Kevin Aucoin story. Chandra, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So Kevin started his career working with all those models, including yourself, who only need one name, Linda and Cindy and Christy and Naomi and on and on and on. And from there, he branched out to other famous women in other walks of life, including Cher and Janet Jackson and Gwyneth Paltrow, Liza Minnelli. The list just goes on forever. Why did all of these women want to have their makeup done by him?
Kevin had this way of bringing out, I guess, your best qualities. There was so much more, though, I guess, when you sat in a chair with Kevin, because he was so much larger than life. He had these enormous hands, and he'd put your face in them. But Kevin really made it his mission to expose people to more than one concept of beauty. You know, like, you think your nose is big, we'll make it more prominent, really embracing something that went way beyond just the superficial layers of beauty.
I think a lot of people who aren't in the industry think a makeup artist is a makeup artist. I'm wondering if you could tell us what distinguishes a really good one from a not so good one.
I've been in a few chairs where the makeup artist made me feel worse about myself. Like, they could actually point out a flaw to you and be like, well, here's how you need to fix that or this. Kevin would never do that.
What was that like when you were sitting in the chair with him? And sometimes that session could go on for a long time. What kind of things did you talk about? What was the personal experience like?
I remember the day that we first met, I was like trying to hide in a corner. It was before a Donna Karan show. And, you know, all the big girls, Naomi, Linda, all of them would line up and wait for Kevin. And I'm like, I'm just going to stay out of the way and wait for one of his assistants to come work on me or whatever. And Eric, his boyfriend and business partner at the time, came over and pulled me over, and he's like, "That you know Kevin Aucoin?" I was like, "Yes, I do." And he goes, "Well, he'd like to do your makeup." From the moment I got in that chair, he asked where I was from. I was from Dallas. He goes, "Oh my God, you're from the South. You're a neighbor." After that, it was this. You know, he got my number. We'd start doing shoots. He shot a lot of the pictures. That was the other thing about Kevin. He would go change a light on Irving Penn. And I don't think Irving Penn and some of these photographers would necessarily do anything about it, because that was the other thing about Kevin. He really was an artist. He understood angles, light. You know, it was like I said, it wasn't just like I'm applying this makeup on you. It really was like a sculptor, like an artist, you know.
It also sounds like his personality was just as important as his technical ability.
Oh my gosh. You know, he would read his poetry. He would take over the music. You'd be listening to Annie Lennox, or you've got to listen to this Tori Amos song. Listen to the words. You know, he just loved and supported these artists that he worked with.
So Kevin didn't live a very long life. He died at 40, and the details around his death are covered in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, watching the documentary, I'm really left with this person that was living his dream. It's such a cliche, but somebody, as you said, who made it from a small town to accomplish way, way more than I think even he would have been able to wrap his mind around.
Yeah. I remember, this is Kevin. It's like typical Kevin. Like, it was Madonna's 40th birthday party. We were not invited. Kevin was invited. But we were all going to go to the party with him because, of course, we're just all going to go. You know, he was just one of those people that I didn't think he didn't compartmentalize people in his life. I think he just wanted to bring everybody along for the ride.
Chandra North, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, guys.
It's been
a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Larger Than Life, the Kevin Aucoin story, screens tomorrow night at 7 at the Angelica Film Center in Dallas as part of the USA Film Festival. Details are at artandseek.org. In the forecast, sunny skies, a high near 74. There's a 20% chance of rain tonight through tomorrow. Overnight low around 56. Tomorrow's high up to 78. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.